And now WJCU presents the Jewish Community Radio weekly half hour every Friday here at WJCU University Heights, where we talk about news and stuff going on in the Jewish community, a little public service show. And my name is Fred, the host of the show. And today we have a guest in studio, Nancy Schomburg from Belfair. Nancy is the project coordinator. I was going to call her the queen of great programming. The best way that I think to describe her. Nancy, welcome to Jewish Community Radio.
Thank you for having me, Fred. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks. I'm glad you're here. So, Nancy, you are, you run major programs over at Belfair.
Yeah, I actually am the SAY Coalition Coordinator. It's one of the many programs that Belfair offers. SAY stands for Social Advocates for Youth, and it's a prevention program. It offers many services.
That's cool. That's interesting. But before we talk about what you do, let's talk about where you're working out at Belfair, because a lot of people don't know what Belfair does, or is, for that matter.
Well, actually, Belfair, which is located in Shaker Heights, it's on the corner of Belvoir and Fairmount, hence the name Belfair.
I was wondering where it came from.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, I actually kind of caught that a couple years ago.
I've lived here all my life. I've never, ever thought about that.
Yeah, so it's been in existence since 1868, actually.
Wow.
It was an orphanage. Belfair just celebrated its 140th anniversary of being in existence. It's one of the leading providers of services for families and their children, youth. We have services from foster care and adoption. So we deal with birth to age 21. Many, many services.
So, yeah, I'm familiar with Belfair as a you know, a little bit of history, but it's very impressive. I didn't realize how old the organization is. And it's a beautiful campus, the way it's set up with the stone outside. As you can see, it was definitely built many, many years ago. I don't know if this is, I know it's not, but some of the buildings there look like they've been around for a long time. It's a very impressive facility. But it's a pretty big campus, though. It's a pretty large area.
There's 32 acres in that area. Several buildings. Right in the center is the Welliger, which is a beautiful building. We have a lot of events in there. It's just our central focus.
And so it was originally an orphanage. I know it was an orphanage around World War I, World War II era.
Yeah, it wasn't located. I'm not really sure when they moved over to this location.
So this is not the original location.
It's not the original location.
I see.
But it has been at this location for maybe since the 40s or 60s. I'm not clear on that history.
But still, it's a beautiful place. And right now, mostly, I see the signs were Belfair JCB. So, you talk about it being care for children for all ages, from birth and on. So, what happens there from birth on? Let's start from the beginning. I mean, what services do you provide?
Well, like I said, we have services, foster care and adoption services. We have the newly renovated Monarch School for Autism and the Monarch Boarding Academies, where some of the children live there. And that they have preschool, on up through high school for autistic children. We have school-based services where counselors go out into the community in like some of the Cleveland schools and provide services for the middle schools and elementary schools over there. There's in-home services or PAC services where the workers go out to people's homes. We have outpatient therapy services. We have residential services or actual clients that live in the facility, and they get an array of services.
So you talk about services. Give me an example of when somebody may call Belfair and say, hey, I need help. Does it come through Jewish Family Service, or do people call directly, or how do people?
Well, there's county referrals. Anybody can call. The number at Belfair is 932-2800 if you're, for any reason, really. We have Jewish big brothers, big sisters. So anybody could call Belfair. If Belfair couldn't provide the service for any mental health issue, then they would definitely know where to refer a person.
Yeah, we had Ivy Coppett on last week. She was really great.
Mm-hmm. I have known Ivy for a long time.
Yeah, she's great. She was very informative. I mean, I learned a lot. So just so people know, I called Ivy and said, Ivy, the holiday week screwed me up. I forgot to get a guest. Who should I call? She goes, you got to call Nancy.
Well, I'm so glad you did.
You gotta call Nancy.
We have so much going on in the SAVE program, which I know we'll get to. And I can't wait to talk about all the events that are coming up. So this is great timing for us to kind of promote some of the great things that we're doing in the area.
Yeah, and so the referrals come. I mean, just walk me. Why don't you walk me through this? So I don't know. Cause I don't know how it works.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you that Belfair is such a huge place. There are so many services that we have that I don't even know about. But if somebody
says, "Hey, I call Belfair. They have a problem. They have a child's autistic, or they looking for something." How does the process start when you? I mean, I don't know.
Well, we have an intake program over there, so if somebody were to call, they would be directed to our intake services, where the person would get the information and direct them to the right program. Like I said, a lot of our residential facility, that is usually referred by the courts or the county. But if just somebody were really in need of therapy, they would call our intake. If they would just call the number 932-2800, we have an operator, wonderful people that answer the phones there, know the facility inside and out, and would direct that person to the right program.
Is there 24-hour emergency services also available?
They do have on-call services available also.
Okay. And how is this funded? Does this go funded through United Way, through the Jewish Community Federation, both? Do you know?
We do get definite funding from the Jewish Federation. Beyond that, you know, we get government funding. That's not my area of expertise.
Yeah. No, I'm just curious because it's a big campus and you provide a lot of services. So it's kind of like, you know, how do you do all this kind of thing? You know, that's kind of what I'm wondering.
Well, that you would have to ask the executive director how he does all that, Adam Jacobs. But it runs very smoothly, the programs that we have. Like I said, it's really like being almost on like a small little college campus where, you know, we have over 300 employees. So,
wow. And are they all working on the campus, or they also work around the area?
They work around the area. For instance, like in my program, I work part-time on campus and part-time in one of the schools over here, which I'll talk about in a little later. But so there are services, like I said, that go on. There are people, I don't even know, I mean, 300 people doing over 30 programs at Belfair. That are out in the community, we're in different counties. So it's a huge, huge campus, and the array of services are really remarkable.
Well, so we'll talk about a little bit what you're doing in a minute. Let's take a break for the news from Israel, from Israel National Radio, and we'll get back here with Nancy Schomburg from Belfair about what's happening as far as children's services in the community. Nonetheless, speaking of programming, I want to get back to our guest here, Nancy Schomburg. She's here from Belfair talking about the programs they offer in the community. Nancy, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Whoops, one second. There. I just turned your microphone on.
Oh, okay. I'm here.
I forgot to turn you on.
Is my mic on now?
You're on fine now.
Okay.
So tell us about the programs that you're currently working on that you manage.
Okay. Well, I actually work for the SAY program, Social Advocates for Youth. Social Advocates for Youth, the SAY program, is a dual program. We have counselors and social workers in 8 of the Eastern Suburban schools. We provide this free service. Most of us work 20 hours a week. We're in Beechwood, Orange, Heights, Chagrin Falls, Mayfield, Shaker, Sullen Middle School, and my school, which is Arc Tech, which a lot of people really don't
what
know about.
Yeah, never heard
Arc
of that.
Tech is actually a part of the South Yucca Lyndhurst School District. It is they took over a church. It's right in front of Brush High School. So,
oh, I know where that is. Yeah, Mayfield.
It's I love it there. It's wonderful. The students are great. The staff is great. And it's a credit recovery program for students for various reasons who aren't getting enough credits to graduate. So partly because of Arc Tech and because of the wonderful school district. Brush won a national award for the most African-American high school graduates. So it's been a very successful program. So
interesting.
I provide social work services to the students there.
Interesting. So what else do you work on? You have other programs you work on as well.
Well, aside from being the social worker at Arc Tech, I'm also the SAY Coalition Coordinator. And SAY offers many different services. We have a parent committee, and that's been very exciting. Our parent committee has been collaborating with other coalitions and programs throughout Northeastern Ohio. And what we do is promote drug and alcohol prevention and other high-risk behavior prevention among our teens. And so we've been getting together with many different organizations, the Shaker Prevention Coalition, Parent-to-Parent Network in Westlake, the CAPA program, which is in Broadview, Brecksville Heights, and the Substance Abuse Initiative. So we have many different areas of Cleveland covered and trying to bring awareness to parents and educators and teens about the effects of drugs and alcohol and other high-risk behaviors.
I'm curious, how do you present that to the students, just in basics? I mean, what's your approach? Do you how do you start off those kind of classes or sessions?
Well, these aren't classes or sessions. If the different social workers and counselors who are in the schools, we present it differently. We have different needs in each of the schools. We do drug and alcohol screenings and assessments. Some of us run classes. We bring in other people for presentations, such as like Planned Parenthood or SPIA, which is for suicide prevention. But in terms of the broader community, we have been working really hard, starting in June, collaborating with these other programs to bring events. And our first event is been spearheaded through Orange Schools, and they have brought they're bringing in a nationally known author. Her name is Judy Galbraith, and she wrote a book called What Kids Need to Succeed. So it's free to the community. Social workers and counselors will get 1.5 continuing ed credits for this, and it's going to be in 3 locations in Cleveland. So we're really, really excited to kick off the school year with something that we think would benefit parents and educators in dealing with teens, because it's been proven that parents are and families are the biggest protective factors against drugs and alcohol and other high-risk behaviors. So if they come and, you know, just hear what she has to say, you know, we all can learn something.
Is it protective? My first thought was a different track. I was thinking protective as in denial. Was it, do you have denial issues with the family that you got to deal with also, or how do you get into, you know, I mean, sure, the problems where parents first, no, can't be my child.
Well, you know, when we are talking about protective factors, we're really talking about things that are offered within a family or within a community. That I'm not really speaking about denial. I'm speaking more about prevention.
Prevention, okay.
Yeah. So things that we can do as families, as communities, as schools, to protect our children against these high-risk behaviors.
Is there anything that you it sticks out as being the most or the biggest or most unthought of thing a parent can do when it comes to prevention?
Well, really, you know, it's what parents, you know, role model to their children, the messages that they give to their children. One of the things that we've become highly aware of recently is the 40 assets. And if anyone's interested in the 40 assets, that it's on the Search Institute. It's a website. If you just Google Search Institute, you would find the 40 assets. So there's what the 40 asset talks about are external and internal values that we give our children. External meaning like family, community, religious, internal, more of like the self-esteem issues, things like that. So these are all like preventative factors. Eating dinner with your child, you know, if you're a parent, letting your child know what the expectations are, being very involved in their school, involved in their lives. And those are all really protective factors.
Interesting. So basically you're pushing, when you say family eating for dinner, interesting thing, because a lot of times we don't have that these days with families where you have two parents who are working, kid comes home to an empty house, or in many cases they don't come home because they're going to somewhere else because, you know, no one's there to be at home.
Right. It's really important for families to have dinner together. I know that that's something, I have two teenagers and, you know, we really strive to get together and have dinner. And
so fast food is not a good idea then?
You know, if you're having fast food but you're eating together, it's really not about I mean, eating healthy is important.
No, I mean, as far as everyone grabbing their own fast meal. You know, I mean, just everyone's, you go in here, you go there, and we'll get something, and you know.
Right. Yeah, they, you know, it's highly recommended to sit down and be with your children, talk about what's happening in their lives. And I know that, you know, especially having teenagers and everybody is involved in different things, that it's very hard, you know, to do that because we're all so busy now.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's you know, it's family time builds a family. I mean, I guess that's the best way to describe it.
Right, and it's proven that families who, you know, who do things together, who parents who talk to their children about drugs and alcohol, about sex, about all these issues, have increased the chances that their child will not get involved in these high-risk behaviors.
Well, you mentioned drugs and alcohol. I'm curious, in professionally for you, we hear these on TV, these commercials from, I'm going to be older, I'll be alcoholic. I mean, how old do you see kids getting into drugs and drinking? I'm curious.
I mean, how young do they start?
Yeah. I mean, is it really like that commercial where the kid goes to AA meetings, I'll be alcoholic in 10 years? Or is it really that young? How young are you seeing it? I'm just curious.
Well, you know, kids can start using it as young, at any age, really. I mean, I've heard of kids using it, you know, third grade, fourth grade. I'm not going to say that, you know, personally, we were working in the high school. So by high school, there is a percentage of kids that are getting involved. And
so are these kids who are starting in high school, or in many cases are the kids bringing it from younger years? Or does it start mostly in high school, what you're seeing, or where does it start?
It starts in middle school. I mean, why it's really important to start talking to your kids at an early age, you know, even, you know, elementary school, not necessarily talking to them about drugs and alcohol, but providing them those protective factors and being involved in, you know, and getting kids involved in their community. I run a program, another one, it's called the SAY Student Leadership Council. And we have a meeting on September 9th, and we welcome all students to be a part of that, where we provide volunteer experience, leadership experience. And these are the kinds of things that students can get involved in and be with kids who, like themselves, are, you know, really trying to send the message to choose, you know, healthy, productive things in their lives.
Okay, and how do people, how do people get a hold of you or Belfair in general?
Well, if they want to get a hold of me, we have so many events coming up. The one September 23rd at Corporate College is What Kids Need to Succeed. But if they want to get a hold of me and look at our calendar, we have a website, which is www.e-say.org, or they can call me at area code 216-320-8469. We have a parent committee. We'd love to have parents be a part of and work together with other parents, you know, to benefit the children.
And this is a community service being provided, so they don't have to worry about the cost. They just have to call you.
It's all free. Everything is free.
It's great.
And these are great services. If you see the, you know, SAY, that's Social Advocates for Youth. We're going to have a walk with the Substance Abuse Initiative. We have other events going on, and it's just been a really exciting year for our program.
Nancy, I want to thank you for joining us. I appreciate your insights and information. And Nancy is, of course, from Belfair Jewish Children's Bureau, JCB. As you see, the JCB logo in a script there, they do great work.